advisor to the force headquarters in medical-related issues concerning military component of the mission. And we are also giving our participation and help to the mission medical cell, civilian and military, conducting medevac and casevac, coordinating referral of all the patients and following them outside in level 3 and level 4, and conducting inspections for level 1 and level 2 in the mission, and participating with the COE and ration unit, food inspection, hygiene inspection, etc.
Can you explain the difference between the different levels of hospitals that UNMISS has?
Okay. UNMISS, it has four levels, okay. Level 1 and level 2 existing inside the mission, level 3 and level 4 outside the mission, contracted with the UNMISS, and we have agreement with Egypt also for mass casualty.
What happens if there's a serious accident outside Juba, the capital where we are? What happens to one of your patients?
Actually, we are depending on any medical approach nearby the accident or the scene. So the first one who will report to us that this is the condition and it needs further management, so we will judge what is the management needed and we will coordinate for him the nearest facility capable of dealing with this case, either level 2 or further level 3 outside the mission, and we will coordinate for them as special flight request or if there is a regular flight is going in that day.
And you have this process called the medevac, which
yes.
is for extreme emergencies. Can you explain what that is?
Yes, actually there is casevac and medevac. Casevac is bringing the patient from the field to the nearest medical facility, while medevac is sending the patient between two medical facilities different in their level, like medevac from level 1 to level 2 or to level 3. So medevac, when it's needed, okay, it depends on the treating and treating doctor assessment, okay, that this patient is not capable to stay in this level and he needs further management. So accordingly, we will get the approval from DMS and the New York headquarters, Medical Service Division, and we will ask a special flight request to bring the patient and to conduct the medevac in order to save his life.
And your record presumably is a good record. You saved many lives that way.
Yes, sure. It was, you know, some condition where snake bites, some condition where low platelets and the bleeding tendency is there at any moment. And it was life-saving. All of them were life-saving.
And who are you treating? Are you just treating UN staff and military personnel?
Actually, UN staff is the priority, but according to the condition of any national patient, we will get the approval from DMS and chief medical officer to treat him, or if any medical military facility need to treat any civilian from national community, they will ask this. If it's top emergency, they will start treating and then they will send that it was life-saving and we conduct this management for him. And for your kind approval, please. And we get approval from DMS and chief medical officer.
And this is for non-UNMISS staff? So
yes, for non-UNMISS from POCs.
Okay, from the protection of civilians.
Yes, protection of civilians.
What are the main challenges for you working in a country like South Sudan where the infrastructure is so undeveloped?
Actually, there is few challenges. I'm telling about myself because I had previous experiences. The main challenge is the security and safety. Even when we are conducting medevac, when we are sending our flight to some area, we should get the FSA, Flight Security Assurance, and sometimes it is delayed because of the person who should sign it, it will be away or we will not be approaching him easily. Another thing is the endemic disease existing here, like cholera and malaria, okay, and some outbreaks of rare viruses which will happen here. The third thing that the country is itself, it has not no other medical facility to use. I mean, there is some cases needs further investigation like MRI, magnetic resonance image, or computerized tomography, so we cannot find it here. So we should send the patient to higher level outside the mission.
You have a great deal of experience working in the UN. You've worked here in South Sudan, also in Haiti, Liberia, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. How has it been for you to adapt to what must be very different medical cultures in all those different places and also amongst your many colleagues?
Mm-hmm. You know, it is different from in general working with UN. There is rule and regulation controlling your job in UN, and there is priorities for your job, okay, depending on what you are facing. But actually, each country has its own endemic diseases, okay, and different cultural background. You know, you are dealing with people in South Sudan in different way when you are dealing with people from Haiti. So you should keep in your mind that there is many cultures or many cultural differences between these two existing communities.
How does it feel for you to be representing Jordan at the UN in this UN peacekeeping mission?
Actually, I'm so proud to represent Jordan, and this pushed me to keep everything good or to keep my discipline and to represent Jordan in the proper way, because I am so proud about representing Jordan here.